Behind the scenes, number 20.
Transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
This is Behind the Scenes, an inside look at what it takes to put together a podcast and make it work. Check it out.
Hey, this is Craig Patchett, and this is Behind the Scenes number 20. What I wanted to discuss in this edition is promoting your podcast. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this is that there has been a lot of discussion again on Podcast Alley about the need to distinguish on Podcast Alley between traditional radio format podcasts, in other words, podcasts that are not created specifically as podcasts, but are basically radio shows that have been converted to podcast format. They're created for radio broadcast and then released also as podcasts versus amateur shows. And the reason that this has come up is because traditional radio shows have started to appear in the top 10 on Podcast Alley, and I think there is a fear that as more traditional radio shows, as more professionally produced radio shows appear in Podcast Alley, that because of the large number of listeners that they have, they're going to start taking over the top 10, and there's not going to be room for the amateur shows. And while I think that, you know, there may be some validity to those concerns, I think that they kind of mask the real point, and that is that there are currently, as of this recording, 3,500 shows, or almost 3,500 shows on Podcast Alley. And there are 10 of those shows that make it into the top 10, which is a very small percentage, and 50 that make it into the top 50. So your odds of having your show appear in the top 10 are very small in the first place, and your odds of having your show appear in the top 50 even are very small in the first place. So if you're counting on having your show be promoted through the Podcast Alley top 10 or top 50, then, you know, you're kind of like counting on winning the lottery. You know, it's a long shot, and it's going to become even more of a long shot as time goes by, because within the next few months, those 3,500 shows are going to expand to well over 10,000, and your odds are going to get smaller and smaller. So just as, you know, you wouldn't put a website up on the web and rely on it being, you know, the top 10 on some web ranking site, you don't want to rely on exposure on Podcast Alley, on the Podcast Alley rankings as being, you know, the reason that people are going to be drawn to your site, or to your podcast, rather. So the question then comes up as to, well, how do you go about receiving exposure for your site? And the answer is that you need to be proactive about it. You need to go out and draw people to your podcast. And there are a lot of different ways that you can go about doing that. If you want exposure through Podcast Alley, then the best way to get it is to become active in the Podcast Alley forums. Go ahead and put a link to your podcast in your forum signature and start becoming a contributor. Start becoming an active member of the forums, not just for the sake of posting so that people will see who you are and read your signature, but because you have something to say and something to contribute. That's where you're going to get the most benefit from Podcast Alley, not just because people will then become aware of who you are and you know, the fact that you have a show and what it's about, but because you will gain benefit out of it. And you know, that's always your primary goal when you participate in any forum. Because if you just go in there to try and promote your show, people are going to see right through you, and you know, they're not going to have any interest in it in the first place. Second, take advantage of your local media, especially if you are in a small to medium-sized town. Contact your local paper, contact your local radio station, put together a simple press release, look at other press releases, or ask in the Podcast Alley forums for other podcasters who have put out their own press releases, ask if you could get a copy of it, copy their format, and do your own press release, and make a call to the radio station or the paper, find out who you need to get the press release to, and fax it or email a copy of the press release to them, and explain what your podcast is about, what podcasting is, and, you know, make it interesting. Podcasting is still very much of interest to the media right now, and especially if you know, it's a small to medium sized town where they may not have done a story on podcasting yet. They're going to want to do a local interest story, and chances are they'll be interested in doing a story on you. And so that's the first place that you're going to be able to get some exposure. If you are doing a podcast on a specific topic, a niche topic, then look at different places on the web that you can find people who have a similar interest in your... Sorry, I need to adjust my mic a little bit here. I've got my Plantronics mic on, and I've got it just a little bit too close to my mouth, so you're getting some plosives here. So find areas on the web or traditionally where there are people meeting and discussing who are interested in the area that your podcast is about, and become a part of those groups as well. Don't just go in, unless it's appropriate, and start talking about your podcast and say, hey, I'm so-and-so, and I've never been here before, but you guys, I'm never going to be here again, but you guys need to check out my podcast. You know, that never goes over well, especially not in internet discussion groups, and you're likely to generate some great spam for yourself if you go in and do that. But again, if you go in and at least make an effort to contribute to the community, and as a result of that contribution happen to mention your podcast in your signature, then you're going to generate some traffic that way. And that kind of guerrilla marketing is going to go a long way towards getting you some exposure and word of mouth for your podcast. Wait until you've got your podcast to the point where you feel you're happy with it and you're satisfied with it. Don't do this as soon as you have your first episode up. Give it, three, four, five episodes in the can to the point where you've worked out the kinks and it sounds good and reasonably professional before you do this, so that when people do come over, they're going to be impressed by what they hear. And then go ahead and start using some of these techniques. Be creative. Go out and get some, read some books on viral marketing or guerrilla marketing techniques and get some ideas from those as well. But don't take the approach of, here it is. Now I'm going to wait until people find me. I'm going to wait until people Google podcast and whatever the topic of your podcast is, because it's not going to happen. This is not build it and they will come. That's not a reality on the web, or at least not very often. You need to go out and you need to tell people that you've built it, and you need to tell people why they're going to want to come. So go out, find the people that are going to be interested, bring them over, and turn them on through your podcast to what you have. And keep doing it. Don't stop doing it. And you'll generate an audience that way. And then make sure that what you have in your podcast as far as content and as far as basic quality is concerned, is good enough to hold them there once they do come. And that'll generate, again, additional word of mouth from the people that listen to your podcast. It will tell their friends about it and bring more people in. And I think you'll find that you'll do more by following that approach to build up your audience than you will by struggling to get votes at Podcast Alley or at any other directory to increase your exposure there. And that's my basic advice as far as marketing your podcast and building up your audience. And of course, don't miss the opportunity to, you know, to share with your friends and family and your existing network of people that you are doing this. And at the same time, and I've heard this from several people, realize that your biggest critics are probably going to be your closest friends and your family. I don't think I've talked to anybody who has received positive feedback from friends and family on their podcast. For some reason, it seems that the people that we're closest to are always the ones who, you know, listen to the podcast and go, well, I don't get it, or, you know, well, I could do that, or, you know, some comment that is just completely not supportive at all. But still, they're listeners, and maybe they'll say, well, you know, this isn't for me, but I know somebody who might be interested, and they'll bring somebody in as well. So you never know. Try all your avenues and just keep going at it. So that's it for this edition of Behind the Scenes. This is Craig Patchett, and I will see you next time. God bless.